This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The CEO of the company behind the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs says widespread noise complaints from residents living near it have not slowed his company's expansion plans. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
Venue CEO J.W. Roth says five similar amphitheaters are under construction around the country now, and he expects to announce seven more in the next year or so. Roth says medium-sized cities around the country have not been dissuaded by all the noise complaints surrounding their first project in Colorado Springs.
They want my business there, and they want us there. And so many of them have gone completely out of their way to make it easier for me, not more difficult.
Venue has committed to $3 million in additional sound mitigation efforts for the Ford Amphitheater ahead of the upcoming concert season. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy is set for a retrial this week in the 2022 shooting death of a Boulder man. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Andrew Bewin is being retried on second-degree murder in the killing of Christian Glass on a dark rural road near Silver Plume. A jury convicted the former sheriff's deputy on a reckless manslaughter charge last April, but they were unable to come to a verdict on murder and official misconduct charges. If convicted, Bewin could spend 8 to 24 years in prison and lose his law enforcement certification. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A bill that will require insurance companies to cover mental health for Coloradans is making its way through the state legislature. Last week, lawmakers and a House committee unanimously passed the bill. It is attempting to cut down on insurance denials of mental health claims. It would do this by defining a medical necessity for treatment of mental health and substance use conditions. This is CPR News and KRCC.